We moved to Rolla, Missouri when I was 4 years old. A little house on a street called Rolla Gardens. When I was six, I had a friend down the street named Michael. I remember gray, rainy days where we would get lost in our backyards, finding frogs, throwing rocks at things. I remember one day we were in his backyard, just beyond a ratty old fence. And that is when we saw it. A group of chalky black rocks. Coal. We ran to the back of the house to grab shovels. We both started digging. As we turned over some earth, there was more coal. We had discovered a coal mine. As our little wrists thrust shovels into the earth, images of massive underground caverns filled our conversation. We could see the elevators going deep into the ground. Giant trucks hauling loads out. The whole block would have to be moved. And if there was coal, there was probably silver, even gold. Diamonds, Michael said. We were going to be rich. I started to fantasize about what I would do if I had $1,000. I was six. I'd buy the coolest bike and all the pogs and slammers in the whole world, I said. Michael wanted a stereo and rap CDs. After 20 minutes, the sun was setting and it was time for us to go in. A few days of being shuffled around by parents, and we had forgotten all about our treasure. But months later, I was back at Michael's house. I saw his cousin in their backyard. He was getting ready to use their barbecue grill. With a cigarette in his mouth, he picked up the whole thing and dumped the used charcoal briquettes out behind the fence. I remember thinking, oh my God, he's going to dump that right on our mine, when it clicked. There will be no massive trucks, no bike or stereo, just a pile of half-burnt charcoal and burger grease. As a kid, the neighborhood was like a universe that had an amazing magic at the edges. Just beyond that ratty old fence used to be the edge. I'll never get that back. I'm Jacob Lewis, and from Nashville Public Radio, you're listening to Neighbors, a show about what connects us. There's something magical about kids exploring their domain, expanding its frontier. There's also something tragic about kids losing their sense of wonder as they grow up. Well, today, we're going back. Back to the neighborhood with producer Erica Heilman, where long summer nights are filled with lightning bugs and kids running around. This one is in Randolph, Vermont, a small rural town where kids are playing at a place they call Hospital Hill.
Usually, I meet people at our secret shortcut if we're going walking and we split up and we don't know where we are. I think we always use walkie-talkies if we split up. Next to Dunkin' Donuts, there's this trail that we know, this secret trail that we know. It's between me, my brother, and Elijah. We know it.
So there's a zombie who's the tiger. They count to something and everybody runs away. But they don't hide. The zombie chases them. And there's an antidote, which the people carry. And there's the zombie's poison, which a zombie can throw. And if it hits you at all, you become a zombie. So if someone gets tagged by the zombie, they have 10 seconds to be revived by the antidote, but they can only be revived twice. The third time, they automatically just become a zombie because the antidote just doesn't work anymore. Otherwise, zombies never win. But if the zombie somehow gets hold of the antidote and they get it to the original zombie, the zombies win and it's like over.
Ready or not, here I come.
When you play games like tag, like Manhunt, when you play that, if you know where everybody is, you want to be quiet and sneak up on them. When you don't know where they are, you want to act like you do and say things that make them think that you're close to them. Like, I can see you, or stuff like that.
There are people who are my friends, but only my friends when they're not with other people that are just their friends.
I'm friends with Elliot, but we're always friends. But if I'm friends, like, I was friends with Abby and Riley last Monday, I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily that great friends with them right now.
But it's not usually like that. It's usually like 2 days they're friends with me, the next 2 days they're not. 2 days they're friends with me, at the end of the day, he's really mean, and then he yells, "I'm not your friend anymore." But I don't really believe that because he always says that. And then the next day, he really wants my help. I don't usually give the help usually, only the next day.
Okay, so where are we now?
We're behind the rock. If they see me, I have to go right there so I can juke them.
Tell me more about this spot. This is a good spot.
It's a really good spot, and we have all places. Fifi and Pamela just went because they want us to be tagged all together. We can't be tagged together because that's what they want. If they see someone, we have to go. That's why I stayed here.
There are several graveyards. There are 3 graveyards. But when we're like, "Hey, want to go play tag in the graveyard?" we always know that it's the big graveyard over there. It's not like one of the other 2. But I don't know why that is, but we always think of it as that one.
You said you won't sell me out.
Probably the farthest boundary that we go is probably... well,
way down in the woods, like the whole woods area is like ours. The graveyard, the woods, everything in the woods is our territory. And like, we know everything around town, but that doesn't mean we don't always not go to the bad places. We go there, walk through the places, the really broken stuff and stuff. You need to know where your places, good places are, and your bad places are.
Where are we so far?
Lincoln's cheating. Found 3. Well, 4. One got away. And Lincoln's still cheating.
Well, there's this one lady, I don't know, everybody's just kind of scared of her because she talks to herself.
Yeah.
And she has kind of creepy things in her front yard. And it's just kind of unnerving.
It's not like she isn't nice. She's really nice. She says hi to you and stuff. But it's just her house looks kind of creepy.
Yeah, and she used to have this old dog that she would carry around in a baby cradle, and she would talk to it and, like, kind of treat it as though we're a baby, which is kind of creepy, but I felt really bad for her recently because the dog died. It was really old, so now she's kind of alone and...
Yeah.
But that's the only person that people are kind of, like, back off.
Everyone just gets quiet while she walks by.
Yeah. Like, you're having a conversation with your friend, like, la-di-da-di-da, talking about school, la-la-la, tests, and this was boring. And then she comes by, and then all of a sudden...
I listen, it's just like...
And then as soon as she passes, you're just like, so anyway.
Yeah, we do that all the time. Same time. Yeah, we do that.
We will get back to the neighborhood and these kids after the break. Neighbors is brought to you by Squarespace. This summer is the perfect time to create the website you've been putting off. When I was in junior high, I kid you not, I built a website in the summer months dedicated to counting down till the holidays. There was Christmas music that played when you logged on that you literally could not turn off. If I had Squarespace back in junior high, I could have easily found a good template to get people pumped about eggnog, contacted their 24/7 award-winning customer support to ask about music players, and would have been able to secure Jacob Lewis Loves the Holidays Even When It's Summer.com. Check Squarespace out at squarespace.com. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code NEIGHBORS to save 10% and make a cooler website than junior high me. I dare you. Support for the show also comes from FreshBooks. If you are a freelancer or a small business owner, you know, it can be a pain tracking expenses and sending out invoices. But the folks at FreshBooks Cloud Accounting want to help you work smarter, become more organized, and most importantly, get paid quickly. They have changed how over 10 million small business owners deal with their day-to-day paperwork. You can claim your 30-day free trial at freshbooks.com/neighbors and enter neighbors in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's freshbooks.com/neighbors.
What's it going to be like when you grow up? Are you going to miss this time?
It depends on what I do when I grow up.
What do you think you're going to do?
I'm probably going to be a horse farrier. Yeah, my two uncles are both horse farriers, and my grandpa's also a horse farrier, and he's pretty known for it because he's a really, really good horse farrier. For each horse, I used to think you get like $50, but apparently you could get like $250 for one horse, depending on what job you're doing. It's a really well-paying job. It would be hard, and it would make you sweat a lot, and it would take a lot of strength and skill, but it would be a very good job to have.
Elliot thinks that he tagged me, but he didn't. He thinks that should be the case, because he tried to tag me. He was close.
I tagged you 4 times.
No, you didn't.
You sure about that?
Yes.
What about over there, and then over in the corner over there, and right there, 2 times? Now let me guess, you're not out again?
Usually, the big kids don't let me include me from further big kid games. I'm less as strong as them. They disinclude me a lot. I really like hide and seek, but I don't really like being the seeker because I'm really bad at that. I'm only really good at hiding because I'm small, so I can fit through small places, like I said. And they think everyone is as big as them, almost. So they think I wouldn't fit through the small places, but I actually am. So, I'm usually the last one to get found, so they can't be the boss of me always.
I have some free!
Do you think you're gonna grow out of the neighborhood?
No.
I mean, eventually you're gonna grow up.
Yeah. Probably still gonna come back here eventually and just kinda see what it's kinda looked like in like 20 years or 30 years or something. I'm probably gonna come back and see what it looks like and see how much it's changed.
Special thanks to Erica Heilman. That story comes from her podcast, which is called Rumble Strip. It's a member of the Herd Collective. To learn more about her show and all the shows in the Herd, visit theherdradio.com. That's H-E-A-R-D. Neighbors is produced by me, Jacob Lewis. Music in this episode is by Chris Zabriskie, and this song is by Jason Goforth. If you like the show, leave a review in iTunes. It goes a long way. Well, I'm Jacob Lewis, and I'm reminding you to get to know your neighbors.